Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Revenue Procedure 2011-42, a revenue procedure from the IRS released in 2011. Let me explain what it does. The IRS often deals with tax computations that involve thousands of small similar items. Counting each one can cost more than the answer is worth. By 2011, the IRS had allowed sampling in some areas, like meal and entertainment deductions. Revenue Procedure 2011-42 brought those rules together into one place. Its purpose is to guide taxpayers on when and how to use statistical sampling in tax computations. The procedure sets three key standards. The first appendix defines how to design a sampling plan. You must clearly define the population, split it into groups if needed, and explain how you will select samples. The second appendix requires detailed documentation. You must keep records so the sample can be reviewed later. The third appendix includes the math formulas to calculate precision and confidence levels. Here is how it affects cost segregation. On very large properties with thousands of similar items, like hotel rooms or apartment units, an engineer can analyze the sample instead of every item, but the sample must follow the procedure's rules. The results from the sample can then be applied to the whole group. This saves time and money while still meeting IRS standards. The IRS cost segregation guide lists sampling as one acceptable method for studies. This revenue procedure is the standard for building a valid sampling plan. The key is the paper trail. The sampling plan, population definition, selection method, and math must all be in your files. A documented plan that follows the appendices turns sampling into a supportable method, not just a shortcut. What this procedure does not mean. It was not written for cost segregation specifically. It does not say every study can use sampling. The facts of your case must justify it. A single mid-sized building rarely needs sampling. Also, it does not allow hand-picked examples. The procedure requires random selection, defined groups, and computed precision. A loose sample with no plan gets no help from this authority. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your study met these sampling standards, review the methodology section in your legal report.